Martin, what if the evil government tells you to kill your kids? Or to stop feeding your cats? Let Tabby starve. No, I'm not making light of this. I promise. Okay, yeah. I'll make the cat thing. Sorry, that was out of line. Poor thing, not getting any food. Sorry. Hi, everybody. Did the music stop yet? No, I didn't. Okay. This is Martin Zender, and yes, we're finishing the week here with some tough questions. How many people actually ask these questions of themselves? I don't know too many. A lot of people are asked these questions, and they squirm, but not me. I'm ready for the tough questions. You know why? Because it's so easy for me to say I don't know. It's easy for me to say that because it happens so infrequently. So if the evil authority tells you to do something horrible that's against your conscience, here's what you tell them. If they tell you to kill your kids, like, screw you. Are you kidding me? Sorry. Yeah, screw you. No, I'm not going to do it. But let me tell you this. If you did do it, you could stand before God and say that was your mandate. Not many people would agree with me on this. That's okay, because it's God's mandate. Now, if you can't do it, you can't do it. You know, there was an edict that went out in Egypt that told all the babies had to be killed. Kill your baby. Well, they didn't do it. They set baby Moses out on the River Nile because he was beautiful. If it was ugly, they'd have killed him. But, pretty good looking kid. Let's keep him around. That's what it said. They looked at the boy and he was beautiful. Look at the passage, wherever it is. They looked at him and he was beautiful. It's worth saving. Look at that nose. It's a good Jewish nose there. Going to keep him. He's a keeper. Don't throw him back. Well, in this case, they threw him back. And they threw him into the Nile River. They didn't kill him. So they resisted the king's edict. Who's calling me? All right, so, what? Sorry, forgot to turn my phone off. Maybe that's the Prince of Egypt. All right, so you have recourse if you go ahead and do what the authorities said. I mean, this sounds crazy, but, you know, this is the way I look at it. God told Abraham to slay Isaac. God spoke directly to him somehow. I don't know how. I don't know how Abraham knew it was God. Sky writing, a finger writing on the wall in the manner of Belshazzar. I don't know. But now the governments are God's enforcers on the earth. So this is God's mandate for you. The edict is God's mandate. Now, I'm not saying that you do it. I'm saying if you can't do it, you can't do it. But Paul ends up saying, not for vain is the authority wearing the sword. So the authority is wearing the sword, so you will suffer consequences. So I hope I'm making myself clear, even if it's disturbing. Right? I'm disturbingly clear here. Yes, I know I skipped verse 2 yesterday. I'm going to get to verse 2. Now, have you heard of Corrie ten Boom? She was the Dutch concentration camp survivor, and I read her biography. No, it was an autobiography, and she mentioned the fact that the Gestapo came to her house one day and asked her sister, who happened to answer the door, and they were sorry that they put this particular girl at door duty, if they had a radio. Now, this particular sister of Corrie ten Boom, I don't know what her name was. I think her name was Baba Boom, or yeah, something like that. She said yes. And Corrie about lost her mind. You what? You told them we had a radio? She's like, I couldn't lie. All right, so her conscience says she couldn't lie. That would be the equivalent of the authority telling you to do something horribly distasteful and you doing it. But God eventually honored it. I don't know how it happened, but they thought they were done for. But something weird happened. There was a twist, and they never got in trouble for it. It ended up being good. So God honored it. Well, I think God will honor both things. But because of Romans 13, I believe we have recourse for obeying the authorities. Some would say Paul withstood the authorities, but he did not withstand the authorities. I see no indication that Paul ever went against Roman law. Now, some would say that we should preach the evangel no matter what. Just preach the word, herald the word. Well, Paul says opportunely and inopportunely, yes, in 2 Timothy 2, verse 4, or 4, verse 2, but you don't use one portion of Scripture to cancel out another portion of Scripture. He didn't say opportunely, inopportunely, and illegally, did he? Herald the word, opportunely, inopportunely, and illegally. No, he did not say that. So, Paul said at one point that we tried to take the gospel into, was it Asia? But the Spirit forbade us. Now, I do not believe that the Spirit wrote the message in the sky. I do not believe that Paul heard an audible voice. I think that the Spirit spoke through a antagonistic government or a governor or an authority who maybe got wind of Paul coming, or Paul tried to enter into the country and he was withstood by the authorities. And the authorities said, you're not coming in here with this gospel. And Paul, being a clever lad, follows his own advice and does not bring the gospel. So he could have said that Festivius or Joe or Bill or whoever it was, a president of Asia at the time, Bill probably, came to the border and he would not accept our passports. We didn't have our visas stamped properly, even though we did. He trumped up charges against us and he repelled us. Instead, he says the Spirit forbade us. What's the absolute and relative viewpoint? And that's still actually, it's relative to the relative. The relative was Joe did it. The relative is that the Holy Spirit did it. And the absolute is that God did it through the Spirit, through Joe, through the bogus visa, screw-up visa thing. So, that's how I see it. And now, you might point me, and I know you will, you're going to point me to a different day. And God does different things in different administrations. So there was a time where we should obey God and not man. I'm going to talk about that verse. I know you're excited about this, probably Monday. Obey God and not man. That's what Peter said on the day of Pentecost. But first, I need to go to verse 2 of chapter 13 of Romans, because I skipped it kind of. Now, those who have withstood, that is, the withstanding. Now, what's the withstanding? Really, the withstanding is the evil of the passage. Those who have done evil has withstood God's mandate. Let's just get this in context again. Romans 1, 13:1, let every soul be subject. Soul, that's important. Paul's soul. Soul has to do with your feelings, has to do with you either retaining the blood in your body or losing it, because the soul is in the blood and the authority is wearing the sword, and Paul does not want you to suffer needlessly. Oh, that reminds me. This is my theory. Okay, hang on. Remind me to give you my theory about the early Christian martyrs. I got a theory about that. Let's go to verse 2. Now, heck, go back to verse 1. Let every soul be subject to the superior authorities, for there is no authority except by God. Now, those that are have been set by God, under God, in the text here, so that he who is resisting an authority has withstood God's mandate. So if you resist the authority, by extension, you're resisting God. How can that be? Even if it's an evil authority, because God put it into place, you see? You see, so somebody who went against the Roman Empire, who went against Nero, the guy might say, I'm going against Nero. And Paul would say, no, you're going against God. And the guy would say, no, I'm going against Nero. What do you mean I'm going against God? I'm going against this ungodly nincompoop who's telling me to do evil things. And Paul said, no, you're going against God, because there is no authority except those that have been set by God, so that he was resisting an authority has withstood God's mandate. So God wants to happen. Mandate is through set effect. Those are the English elements. Through set effect. All right. Set is something that God does as an active verb. And the effect, that is the consequences of that particular person being set. That's the mandate. That's what you're supposed to do. That's my rendering of it, what you're supposed to do, according to what that guy says. That's the Martin Zender paraphrase of that verse, so, of that word. So whoever is resisting the authority has withstood God's mandate. Now, those who have withstood will be getting judgment for themselves. For magistrates are not afeard of the good act, but to the evil. And again, the good act, even here, is submission. The evil act is withstanding. You can see it clearly here, can't you? Those who have withstood, watch this. Those who have withstood will be getting judgment for themselves. For, huge word there, for magistrates are not afeard to the good act, that is submission, but to the evil act, which in this context is clearly withstanding. I love it when I make sense. I just love it. Now, you do not want to be fearing the authority. Now, okay. You don't want to be fearing the authority. Why live in fear? So, let's say that in the first century, the Romans told the early Christians not to gather, not to meet, in a certain place, let's say. And they said, well, to hell with you, we're going to meet anyway. Paul says, wouldn't do it if I were you. Don't withstand the authority. But Martin, they're teaching the Word of God. Well, if they're not supposed to meet at this place or at this time or the curfew or whatever, you just don't do it. But Peter said, when the Sanhedrin told him to shut up, we're to obey God and not man. Well, that was a different era. But Paul's administration had not begun at that time. There was a different principle in place in the book of Acts that is not in place in Romans 13. Romans 13 doesn't apply until Romans 13. The Acts administration, or what Peter said in Acts chapter 2, 3, 4, and 5, this was before Acts 9 when Paul was called. So it's pre-Romans 13. And if we look at Peter, which we're going to do Monday later on, he too is recommending to be subject to the king. What? Yes, Peter himself is to remain subject to the king. So, not for vain is it wearing the sword. We get that later. For not feignedly is it wearing the sword. That is the authorities. That's verse 4. So those early Christians, they got into trouble because they were militant, I think. They were militantly disobedient. But Martin, it was the Word of God. Yeah, but at the same reason Paul didn't take the evangel into Asia, because the Spirit forbade him through a stubborn authority. That's my thoughts. That's my thought right there. And these that you're hearing on this show are my thoughts. So I'm going to lay a little low this weekend. What am I talking about? I'm going to be writing. I'm going to be writing and writing and writing. Working on books, working on articles. So you have a good weekend. Come back here Monday. We'll go into the book of Acts. We'll compare it to Romans chapter 13. And we'll see what Peter has to say.